talent.
We are a talent solutions company. What we offer, it's hiring someone in Colombia. We do their whole recruitment and we present to you a pool of talent, up to 3 to 10 people. You choose the best talent. We start the whole hiring and the contract, the payroll, compliance, everything is managed by S-Works. But they are your talent, you know? So you have meetings with them. You track their KPIs. We are just like the middleman, you know?
Yeah. How much money are you saving me? Hustle fam, we are back with another amazing episode and we are recording live from Las Vegas. We are here at Manifest and I'm here with my friend Maria.
Oh.
Cardones? Ramos?
Oh my God, that was very close.
My role is like that. Official, right? did I do it okay?
You did amazing. With the Maria.
Maria.
Even when I talk in English, I say Maria, but it's Maria.
Maria.
Maria Cardenas.
Cardenas.
Ramos.
She is here representing Swarks, the Swarks team from Colombia.
There you go.
Man, how are you? Are you enjoying Manifest?
I love it. This is such a huge conference.
It is. It's crazy. You get to connect with so many dope people here.
There you go.
Such as yourself, man. It's continue to broaden the network. So that's what this is all about. So you are here representing Swarks.
Yeah.
You guys are all over LinkedIn and social media, man. You guys do a great job of making sure that everybody sees you. If you don't know Swarks, they're the people on LinkedIn that's green.
I love that.
Right?
I love that.
If you're scrolling through LinkedIn and you see green, it's Swarks,
right?
It's probably you guys, and you guys are doing an amazing job. So you're the marketing manager there?
I am, yes.
All right, let's talk about it. First, let's talk about your story. How did you become the marketing manager? Are you from Colombia?
Yes.
Okay, so, talk about it.
Okay, so I'm from Colombia, and I live in Medellin, Colombia, where we have, like, basically our team.
Yep.
However, I'm not from Medellin. I'm from a city that is very hard to spell. Do you want to try?
Let's go for it.
Okay, so it's Barranca Bermeja.
Never mind.
That's the reaction I get every single time.
Listen, I quit. I tap out. Hold on one more time.
You can do it. We can do it 2 times, okay? So
Barranca.
Bermeja.
Barranca Bermeja. Boom. 1 take. Let's go. Barranca Bermeja. So that's where you're from.
I'm from there.
Born and raised
in Barranca Bermeja. Okay. But I also moved to Bucaramanga, another city that is very hard to spell.
Okay.
Then we moved to Bogota. Easy to spell. We all know.
I know Bogota. We're good.
It's the capital of Colombia. I was there for about 8 years, more or less. So I did my whole university there. And then I started working.
What'd you study?
Shocker, international relations.
Now, why is that a shocker? I think you're internationally relating to people.
Oh, that's actually true.
I mean, so as a person who's studying international relations, how does that translate into a job and making money? Because when you go to college, you have all these fancy like names and terms. And like, what does that mean? What are you doing?
I never went for the money. I have to be honest.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I got the money from marketing.
Got it.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about changing the world, kind of like when I graduated from university. Yeah, I had that dream.
Like, why?
But I don't know why. I just wanted to help people.
What was wrong with the world that you knew that you wanted to change it?
Wow, that's a very deep question. But I just felt like we're missing empathy, helping each other out and realizing that if we help each other out, we can grow together, respecting everyone. And I felt like the world needed a little bit more of that. Honestly, we still need that. Love especially.
Yeah.
So I'm very romantic. I'm a romanticist in that way.
Okay.
So I was struggling to find out what I was going to study in the university. I think most of the people that go to university, they're just in a sea of options and they don't know what to pick.
100%.
So I got super frustrated. I didn't know how to do, but I didn't know that math was not my strong point. So I saw this brochure and it had the UN in the background. And I was like, I want to do that.
That's it.
But I'm not doing that anymore. But
but I mean, it was a start. It laid a foundation. Did you graduate with a degree in international?
Yes. Internationalist. That's the term.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty hard to spell too.
So you're actually an internationalist.
I'm an internationalist
by trade.
But with a minor degree with global transformation. It's like a global second degree inside of the degree.
Yeah, this kind is some big time stuff here.
Yeah, I like to study. I like to read.
Okay.
So when I started university, you already need to know English to do that career. You need a third language. So I did French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. So when you were in university, you already spoke English fluently?
Yes,
fluently. Got it. So do most people where you're from speak English fluently?
Love
or is that
question.
Something that you had to learn?
A lot of us speak fluently English,
okay.
Or at least it's like at least we have like a system like A1, A2, B1, B2, like the whole levels.
Okay.
But normally Colombians, the education is very good. And we speak English.
And I think that's important because that translates to the business, right?
Exactly.
Later on, so we'll get
there
to that.
There you go, yeah.
All right, perfect. So you graduate college. You're
yes.
internationalist. What happens next?
Oh, well, that's a funny story because I graduated like in January 27. Then I got an offer on the 30, and it was a BDR. It was the first role. It was for an Italian company in Bogota, so we had to just connect businesses like Italian or Brazilian companies with Colombian companies, and I had to be on the phone all the time and checking if they wanna receive like purchase the products of these Italian and Brazilian companies.
Okay,
that was kind of my start, but I was not happy about that. I don't know. I think sales. I love sales. When you don't put a number on it,
right.
That's kind of like our KPIs or something. It's putting a number into like building relationships.
Got you.
Then
too transactional.
Too transactional, and I don't like that. So I got approached by someone who told me, "Oh, you have good English. Why don't you work with me? I have a recruitment agency, and it's a British one." So for a whole year, more or less, I was recruiting for Silicon Valley companies, tech roles.
Got it.
I recruited in Europe, I recruited in Asia, I recruited in the US, people to work for autonomous vehicles, people that could work for blockchain, data scientists, and so on.
How was that? Was it interesting? What did you learn doing that job?
I learned what it's front end, back end, full stack, C sharp, JavaScript, all of those programming languages. I was doing like some interviews with like senior developers working for, I don't know, Disney or working for Algorand is a big name in the blockchain. And I was like, yeah, do you have C sharp? And they started talking all these terms I didn't understand.
Yeah, of course they have C sharp, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I know what that is. So I had to learn also what was that about.
Got it. So did you have to you were like educating yourself as you were, because you had to talk and
of course.
You had to sound like you knew what you were talking about, right?
Of course.
Be able to talk with some sort of intellect about
these
different things.
And these people, they work all the time, so their time is precious. And there was this little Colombian calling them, "Do you have JavaScript?" It was like,
wow.
"I don't have JavaScript. Didn't you read my whole profile says Python?" It's like, "Oh my god, I'm sorry." So they actually it's great people, the developers in terms of technology, they're great people. They value people that they want to learn. So the first thing I do in all calls is like, "Look, I'm new in this. I'm recruiting. I want to know if your profile matches this job. I want the best for you. The best in terms of money, in terms of motivation. Let me know if this works for you. This is a job description. Do you have what it takes to fill out the role, or do you even want to be in a conversation with this company?"
Yeah.
So they really appreciated that, and they started explaining a lot of stuff.
So you did that for a year?
A little bit more than a year.
A little more
than
a year.
Yeah.
And what happened with that company and that role?
Yeah. So pandemic hit.
Okay.
And
so we're in 2020 now.
Yes. And I was questioning a lot if I wanted to do that for the rest of my life. I see these people like working in technology and doing a major change. And I love being part of like being a point in the middle between them and the better opportunities for them and their families. But I was missing being part of that change. And I don't know, I felt like there was something else for me there and just quit it. I had nothing else on
really?
The table, and I just decided
to quit cold turkey.
Yeah. I just let it go.
So what did you do for money?
My best friend has a brand. She sells bags, like Italian leather bags, and she makes them in Colombia. She told me, "Well, if you don't have anything to do, why don't you work with me?"
Okay.
That's how I started marketing.
Got it. So you were marketing her bags?
Yes.
You were helping her like put it on social media,
exactly.
Getting her like PR opportunities, stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, we went to the beach to take pictures. We tried to recruit people to take more pictures, to get people talking about the brand. We started publishing stories, posts on Instagram, editing those pictures and everything. I was like, I think I like this. The funny thing is that I made a TikTok just making fun of like how I had a master's degree because I have an MBA.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I supposed to. My dad says, like, you should study a lot and get a master's degree and then you can get a job. And I was like, I get a master's degree, I don't have a job. So I did that TikTok. I got uploaded on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I had a friend, Raul. He's working at S-Works too.
Okay.
And he said to me, like, are you looking for a job? He's like, I'm not, but what do you have? Like, I was being like, no, I'm fine. What do you have?
And, right.
Yeah, and he connected me to this marketing agency in Medellin that they were looking for people remote. And I was completely honest with them. It's like, I don't have no idea about marketing. I'm trying to understand what marketing is. I've been doing this. This is my profile. This is my skill set. This is my hard skill, my soft skills. You tell me what you want.
Mm.
So they do the interview to me. They give me an assessment. And they selected the position that I was going to perform. And the surprise for me is that they gave me one of their biggest clients and as account manager of them. And I had to build a whole marketing strategy.
Why do you think they did that?
Huh?
Why do you think they did that? Gave you one of their biggest clients. Why did they trust you with that?
I think they saw something I didn't
see. They must have saw something.
Yeah. I saw it later.
Well, did you let them down or did you prove them correct to give you one of their best or largest customers?
I think I proved myself. So it was pretty hard because I had to be on camera. It's like, yeah, this is what we have to do. And it turned off the camera. What am I doing?
Right.
What is this marketing thing? I'm saying that this is the way that we should go. I'm getting like, you know, when in agencies, you're talking with the client all the time and negotiating all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, what am I supposed to do? I was like, well, Maria, you have to learn.
Right.
So it was like working from waking up at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to train on HubSpot platform, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., pretend that I know what I'm doing. And then 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., keep on training on platforms like HubSpot or Platzi, that is to learn new things in marketing.
Right.
3 months, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm proud to say that.
You had it down pat.
Yeah, I had to prove myself and I have to, you know, not to let down the people that trusted me.
Yeah, 100%. So talk about what happened with that situation and how did you transition? And then we move on to what was Swartz next, or was it something between that?
Oh, that was later on. So I was with them. We started getting very good results. And I was like, am I doing things right? Why is this working? Maybe it's because of the work that someone did before me. So I was not believing that I was actually making that possible.
Right.
Then they asked me to give consultancy because that was an international company based in Colombia.
Yeah.
So they asked me to be involved in the strategy of other two countries of the same company. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll try my best. Sure, this is what I would do. This is why I like to analyze things and be creative. And then another company saw me on my LinkedIn, they approached me and they offered me another agency, just my position, better opportunity, better salary. And before I left this first agency, they offered me like two positions up than me. But I said to them, like, honestly, I know it's a better payment, it's a better position, but I'm not there yet because I had to teach other people.
Gotcha.
And I felt like I hadn't made enough mistakes to be able to coach and to train other people. I felt like I needed to make more mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, that's very honest and kind of transparent of you to kind of be, like you said, be truthful and say, hey, I don't think I'm ready for that, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to set yourself up for failure.
Exactly. And I wanted to expand to other things because it was business to business. So that was my first client in terms of marketing. And this other agency was going to give me e-commerce, B2C, B2B, NGO. So I had a whole portfolio to explore what I was going to actually do with in the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah.
But the same thing in agencies is that sometimes you have to cover so many things that you don't know what's working.
That's right.
So I wanted to focus in just one thing. So they offered me like a new position to be a marketing leader for a consultant company in Chile. I think it was Chilean company. And I started working with them, which was a very high potential company. But since I was remote, it was quite hard to get to understand what was the team, what were the goals and everything. That's when I got approached by S-Works.
Got you. Okay. So talk about that. When you get that,
you
get approached, they find you what? Like on Indeed, LinkedIn, or is this like a friend of a friend? How does that help?
LinkedIn.
So they see your resume. They see what you've been doing.
Yeah. I've always been a firm believer of LinkedIn as a platform to get better opportunities or to talk to people. I was a recruiter before, that's how
that's
recruited
where you
people.
Would recruit.
Yeah.
Right.
If anyone listening right now, they don't have a LinkedIn, they should have LinkedIn.
I agree. 100%.
Then I'd receive a message from the HR manager from Esperance. It's like, hey, do you want to talk? I'm always open to have conversations. And I did. I was not that interested. So I did it on a phone on the next meet. So I was not that interested. I was just working at the same time. And then she started talking about the values of Esperance. And it started like turning, okay, let me know more. Tell me more. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, I want to meet Jorge. I want to meet the CEO. I don't know how, when, how we're going to make it possible, but I think I want to work with you guys. And he's like, this is not an official offer. He's like, I don't care. I want to work with you.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, okay, so funny story, that night I had the weirdest dream. I dreamt like I was pregnant and I delivered a child.
Was it green?
Huh? Is he green? Probably. I think he was blue. The okay, green yeah. came later. Okay. So I had a blue baby. Because he was a boy. He was a boy. Well, the blue is related to boy,
you
right?
You had a blue-green baby.
I had a blue-green baby.
All right.
And I was like, why am I drinking? Why am I drinking? Why am I dreaming
about you might have been drinking.
That's amazing.
Who knows, baby? The truth is finally coming out. Look at that.
That's maybe. Oh,
okay. Let's breathe.
Okay, we need to breathe out.
All right.
Okay, let's go. It was a blue baby. Uh-huh. And I was happy. And I was like, well, that's weird, because in that moment I didn't want to even have kids or something.
Yeah.
I called my sister and said, like, I had the weirdest dream. I dreamed that I had a baby and it was a boy. And she said, well, congratulations. I was like, congratulations to what? Am I pregnant? And she's like, no. It's like, something big is coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Say yes and just go with it.
She's like one of those people that like reads dreams.
Yes.
And she, this is what it meant.
Yes.
Where there's stars in the sky.
I always call her.
Where there was,
yeah. Sometimes she just tell me, no, Maria, you just ate too much food.
Or you were drinking.
Drink too much.
One of the two.
Okay.
But
this was finally something that is actually, well, she said it, like, I don't know what's coming your way, but congratulations. When you feel ready to tell me more about it, tell me.
That was
the same day that I got that call.
Got it.
And I met Jorge, like, on the next, he was traveling, like, it was a miracle or something that he actually came that week. And I was so confident about myself. Like,
got it.
I'm not confident in terms of the sending the CV, but if I get to talk to you, I'll get you,
Yeah,
and you're gonna, you will want to have me in his team. So I was super, super, super confident about that. And she booked the interview for Tuesday.
Okay.
Next week. I sat down with Jorge and the interview was supposed to be 15 minutes. We were like for an hour and a half talking.
Yeah, so you guys really clicked.
Yeah, we clicked immediately. And I was like, I want to work with you. And he's like, I want to work with you. Okay, so how we do this?
How are we gonna make this thing
how?
Happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember going out and he immediately said to one of his partners, he's like, oh, she's Maria. She's going to do marketing with us. Just right at the same time. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So we are here live at OTR Solutions HQ. I'm here with my partner, Jonathan. Man, listen, factoring is an integral part of the transportation industry. Why is factoring important?
Absolutely, Ramel. In this economy, in this market, cash flow is king. Cash flow is the key to growth. If you have a young trucking company, or if you've been in the industry for years and you want to take that business to the next level, we're absolutely a company that can help. So I hope you'll give us a call today. Let us know what we can do to help you out.
Get the rest and roll with the best. Let's go. First thing, I got to go back. I've been pronouncing it wrong all this time. And you did not tell me. I've been saying S-Works. It is S-Works.
It's S-Works because it used to have a dash.
Where's the dash?
I killed it.
That's very confusing for people like
you. Yeah, I know.
So you understand why I call it.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Does everybody kind of like, make that mistake?
Yes. So it goes from Swerks, Shorts. That's just the both of them. There's just one person yesterday. He was like, oh, you're from S-Works. I was like, can you say that again?
He got it.
It was like S-Works. It's like, can you say that again? It's like, am I saying it wrong? It's like, no, it's like music to my ears right now.
Okay, so real quick, why'd you get rid of the dash?
that logo.
You didn't like the dash?
No, they had like a lot of blue colors and they had a dash, and I felt like in terms of branding, it was quite hard. So we had a designer to, I never considered killing the dash, but when he did it, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But what didn't make sense is that as we already knew the company was called S-Works, as we changed the logo, now everyone was reading it as Swerks or Shorts. I was like, oh God, like this is going to be a thing. But you don't say Ops, you say UPS.
That's right.
So I'm trying.
That's right.
But maybe people listening right now, they can comment or something. It's like, you know, Maria, maybe it's just Swerks.
I mean, listen, if the people say Swerks, it's just going
to
be Swerks.
As long as they
work with you, that's the
most important
thing.
You just have to go with
the
flow.
That's
right. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about it. What does S-Works do? Let's get into the meat and potatoes. What do you guys do? What are you bringing
all
to the marketplace?
Talent. We are a talent solutions company. We bring A talent, top talent firm, like global, basically, but our office is in Colombia. So US and Canadian businesses, we connect them with top tier talent and they work exclusively for them. But our process in the talent solution service goes from recruiting to even management KPIs. So imagine that we work in marketing, right? And you're looking for someone to manage your community management. So what we offer, it's hiring someone in Colombia. We do their whole recruitment and we present to you a talent, a pool of talent, up to 3 to 10 people. You choose the best talent. We start the whole hiring and the contract, the payroll, compliance, everything is managed by S-Works. But they are your talent, you know? So you have meetings with them. You track their KPIs. We are just like the middleman, you know?
Got it. Okay, and now, you said that when you say you manage their KPIs, are you involved in that process at all?
If the client wants so. So we want to help customers that they are like, they don't have too much time.
Yeah.
You know, and recruiting, sourcing, vetting the talent, hiring, paying their taxes, also handling like their KPIs. Are they meeting the KPIs or not? It can be like not a waste of time, because that's definitely not a waste of time, but maybe you can invest that time in other stuff.
Yeah. What type of talent are you guys sourcing, recruiting?
Yeah, we have a lot of verticals. So we have marketing, we have sales, operations, finance, HR. We also have legal. And of course, our sweet spot right now is operations. That's why we are in the logistics sphere.
Okay.
As the owners of the company and the leaders of the company have worked for more than 20 years of experience in the industry. So we have on track and trace, we have LTL, we have operations specialists that they can go from the very junior level or entry level with no experience, and you can train them or we can train them also for you, to someone who has like 3 to 4 to 5 years of experience in the logistics industry.
Got it. Now, is all the talent in Colombia as well?
Yes. So the talent right now, it's in Colombia, especially in our Medellin offices, but we have some clients that they are actually remote and they are open to have people remote.
Okay.
So we have people in Barranquilla, in Bucaramanga, we have people in Bogota. We also have an office in Bogota that we opened recently. So the talent is basically in Colombia, but we can also do placement in the USA.
Got it. So how does this look for me if I'm a carrier or a broker? When you say operations, you mean I can pretty much give you all the operational competencies and say, hey, listen, I need you to handle this while I work on like growing the business, right? Is that kind of what you guys do? Give me like a real life example of what would look like.
All right. So I always like to use the Happy Logistics example. That's the name of a company I just made up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like that. So I'm the owner of Happy Logistics. Yeah. How are you, Maria? Nice to meet you.
Great. Thank you.
And I want to work with S-Works to find out how you guys can run my operation. So what does that look like?
All right. So the first thing I would say, it's your operation. We won't be handling the operations as it is, but if you tell us what you want to accomplish, we can let you know what kind of talent you'll be looking for so you can achieve that. So we go beyond of you just telling me like, you know, I think I need someone like maybe a BDR to get me more business, and maybe I will need a marketing analyst or a community manager to get more business. It's like, so community manager is going to help you with brand awareness. Maybe I will advise someone in sales if you are super focused on selling right now, and maybe a BDR is not the best position for you. Maybe an account executive, someone is going to get attending the events, maybe someone who you work in the US, but we can find you someone like a lead generation so you can fill out that top of the funnel, because you can have someone on your team, but they don't know how to scrap the web to get contacts, to get the emails, to get the names of the right people that you want to talk to. So we can get you some like a lead generation. They're going to work entirely for you, and they can track down per day, I don't know, 100 contacts. So your account executive can reach out to them. Or we can get you like a BDR that is really great writing emails. They don't even have to be on the call, but you have a lead gen that is scrubbing the web and getting you 100 contacts. So your BDR started sending 100 emails per day, and the people that reply to that email, your account executive can tackle them.
Got it. So talk to me about S-Works' differentiators, because there are other players in the space that do something, things that are similar to you guys. Talk to me, like, what makes you guys different and what makes you stand out? I'm sure you've heard this question many times, so I'm sure you have a very, you should probably have a PR answer, and then I'm going to ask you for the real answer. Yeah. So go ahead, give me the PR general answer why you guys are different.
PR. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
I like real.
Let's be real, because we are real on our PR. So
let's talk about it.
There's a high turnover in the industry, especially within logistics. But we're super proud of say that we have a 95% retention rate. Mm. So that saves a lot in terms of money and time for our customers, because they don't have to be training and retraining, onboarding over and over again for one position, when you can have someone full time with us and you can grow them from the first day to 1 to 2 years.
That's major.
So that's something that we're very proud of. I think another thing would be our culture. So we are not only like service providers, like, what do you need? Oh, you want a lead gen? Oh yeah, we can find that. Oh, poop. And in the next 5 minutes, I will send you an email with 5 lead gen. It's like, you'd even ask me questions.
right.
Because there are some people that they think that they need a lead gen, but they're saying lead gen that write emails. Okay, Rommel, we're going to have to talk. A lead gen doesn't write emails.
Yeah.
Our lead gen is going to do this with the right tools. That doesn't mean that this person without the right tools is going to do the job that you require. So we offer the consultancy. We listen to our customers, because as we are small, we can actually care about your pain points and sit down with you slowly. What do you need? So that's why we have another rate that up like more than 90% accuracy in role candidate presentation to our customers.
Yeah.
So if you want a lead gen, they are 90% more likely to say, I'm going to hire this person, because we nailed it, because we understood what you were looking for. And that's exactly what we present to you in the table.
Yeah. Why do people come to you? Because I'm sure when you onboard new clients, they may have worked with a organization like yours before.
Yeah.
Right. What are some of the reasons that they say, you know what, I left them and I'm coming to you, and I hope you guys don't do what they did.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
So you remember the baby?
The baby?
Yeah, you remember the dream about the baby? The green blue baby.
Yeah, the green blue baby. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, the green blue baby.
Yeah, of course. How can I forget the kid?
Don't forget the kid. Come on.
I did too. I thought we were about to talk about the baby. I'm like, okay. So there's a hip hop artist called The Baby.
Oh,
so when you said you remember the baby, I'm like, where are we going here? Because I don't know why we're about to talk about him, but I'm really interested.
I should reach out to him for branding or marketing purposes.
Yeah. All right. So I remember the baby.
Remember the baby.
Yep.
So I was just joking, because it's just the logo. I don't know if you realize, but many people struggle like to say, like, what's right there in the middle? It's a person with ideas. So that's like our logo. It's like this part is the body, the circle, and this over here, it's the ideas.
I would have never known that.
Right there, you know, that's the baby.
Okay, that's the baby. All right.
So we're proud to say that our people, it's our biggest thing that set us apart from anyone else. We care about people, because without people, there's no S-Works.
So is it fair to say that in the industry overall, the nearshoring, you know, kind of BPO industry, some of the people out there don't care as much?
That's a very tense topic. But I like to talk about what we do. I hope everyone thinks this way and acts this way in the right way to do. But I remember when we were at Home Delivery World, someone came to our booth and was like, are you a BPO? It's like, I'm not BPO, because sometimes BPO is related to just customer service, but we can do marketing, sales, and other stuff. But he said, you know why you caught our attention? It's because you guys have people on the background. So I've been walking Home Delivery World, like to the left, to the right, and I've never seen anyone like a people in the background. It's all about trucks or numbers or text. And I said, like, yes, because without people, there's no S-Works. We're a talent solutions company, and we don't want to treat our people like their back office. these back office roles, but not necessarily they have to be there without actually shining. And that's something beautiful about our business, that we want to connect also great Colombian talent with the potential that they can achieve in their lifetime, you know, achieving many things in terms of professional and personal working for U.S. and Canadian businesses.
Yeah. How much money are you saving me?
Up to 40% per headcount.
Up to 40% yes. per headcount. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. And that's kind of like our pitch. I'm going to go with the pitch. So you can optimize revenue, or you can generate more revenue. So let me explain. So in optimized revenue, of course, you're saving a lot in terms not only of money. I know money is super important for everyone, but in terms of time too.
Time.
We can find you great operations specialists or entry-level positions that are actually quite hard to find now in the U.S. Everyone goes for maybe mid-level positions or even senior positions, but there is maybe... you guys need more talent in entry-level positions. So we got that people that can actually grow with you. But as I said, it's a cost-effective solution, right? So that's an optimizing your revenue. But to generate more revenue, you can have a team of 5 people in the U.S. and or you can have that 5 people with other 10 people in Colombia, you know, that they're going to keep that, like, generating more opportunities for you because they are calling more or they are generating more leads, so your team in the U.S. can keep on generating more revenue. So that's why we're very proud to say that it's also a sweet spot of ours, sales and marketing roles.
Got it. What has been your what is your biggest challenge when it comes to trying to communicate your value to potential customers?
I will speak in terms of marketing. I think there is a lot of confusion in terms of what nearshoring is, what it's outsourcing, what is offshoring, what it's global
all these
staffing,
names, right?
All that of these things, potato. Right. I mean, so it's funny because I talked to someone here and he said nearshoring, they don't get it. Oh, staffing. Yeah. Then I talked with someone else, like staffing. It's like, oh, like nearshoring. It's like, you name it.
It can get confusing.
Yeah, it can get confusing. So in terms of communication, I think that's kind of like a struggle that we have for them to understand their service. So what I try to do is to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah. Got you. Why was this business started? Talk to me a little bit about the origin story. We said the owner's name is
Jorge.
Jorge.
Yeah.
George.
Well, that would be a perfect story for him to cover. Yeah, what's the reason behind S-Works. But he's also from Venezuela.
Okay.
So I think, and I want to think, if I know him well, he wanted to give the people also opportunities to shine and to grow.
Okay.
We are creating more jobs too in Colombia, and hopefully we can create it in other parts of the world, but we're also helping businesses that are struggling right now, and in the freight industry it's been hard lately.
Yeah.
So we want people to see us as a helping hand, that in terms of in moments of crisis, it doesn't mean that your business has to end right now. You can sleep well at night because you have S-Works to cover you.
Got it. How many members of the team are there now?
Wow. The S-Works admin team, I have no idea how many we are right now because we also have a lot of people now remote.
Yeah.
But I think we're over 80 people.
But the important thing is that you guys are growing.
Well,
you guys are doing amazing work and people are responding to the service, and that's why you keep on, you're able to continue recruiting and so forth.
I do have those numbers, more than 200% of growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How long has the business been around?
So it's going to be almost 2 years in April. Jeez, I know.
You guys are babies. You guys are green babies.
Blue-green baby.
Blue-green
baby. That's a boogie baby. Wow, but it's
amazing.
A blue-green baby that is eating the world.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
eating
yeah.
the world. And I'm proud to say, because a lot of people is like, where do you guys come from? It's like,
out of nowhere.
I did it out of nowhere.
Like a rocket ship.
It's like my rocket ship. Okay, I'm going to tag you in something.
Yeah. I love that.
You're getting somewhere with that rocket ship.
I love
there
that.
Are some, there are some great things coming for S-Works soon. A lot of people are going to see we're changing some stuff. We're going to rock the world right now.
Is there anything that you could share within, like, kind of like what's on the horizon? Maybe give us a little bit of a leak, a little teaser about what you guys are working on without sharing too much of the secret sauce.
Oh, secret sauce. Oh, our secret sauce is talent. It's people.
Yep.
That's 100%.
Yep.
I can say in less than 10 months, people are going to be surprised why it's going to come. Mm-hmm. Just keep posting on social media.
Okay.
Keep posting.
Is it something that's kind of adjacent to what you already do? Or is this like something that's kind of like a brand new offering that's kind of like no one would have seen it coming?
I think no one is going to see it coming.
Really?
But it's because we are S-words. We don't do what others do. We don't follow the standard of the industry.
You don't follow the rules. You make the rules.
We make the rules. We're the underdogs.
That's right.
We are the underdogs of the industry. We are the hero, you know, and we want to create. We want to be first all the time. We're no followers.
Yeah.
People following us.
I love that, man. And you know what? You guys look like you have a lot of fun. Everybody on the team is happy. You know, I've met with your team before. Everybody's smiling, enjoying the job, enjoying the life. I mean, you guys are in Colombia. It's great weather there. But everybody seems like you have like a lot of good youthful energy. And it's it's a good time working here.
It's just make people happy and they're going to pay you back. It's just as simple as that. If people are happy, they're going to give their heart and soul to the work they're doing. And that's why it's just not in S-Words admin, because you see Mio, you see Osak also that he's new on the team. You see me going there happy and hugging everyone because we are huggers in the team. But this is just a reflection of what we have in Colombia, because when you treat people nice, they're just going to pay back with that.
Reciprocity.
And we go the extra mile, and that's also part of why our customers stay with us. And we have, I don't know, if we don't have the rate, and I owe you that, but clients start with us, it's like, I want to try with one, and then start talking with our team. He's like, oh, I love this guy has a crazy energy. I love the girl from recruitment, Eliana, she's amazing. He's like, yeah, they're all amazing. And then out of nowhere they started with one and they have five.
Yeah,
because we bring you a talent pool, right? Five people, Ramel, pick one. Can we go with three? Like, of course, you can go with five if you want. So we have like that, right? I need to get the number up, but it's just like this. Like, you start with one and they just have five people. And then we have like customers that in less than 2 months, they already have like six people, seven people with us.
Got it. So when I first see that, you know, that pool of people, am I like, is there like transparency into like, I look like a resume and I just kind of see who they are, where they've worked, like what kind of information am I getting about?
Yeah. That? And that's great question also for the operations manager. But I believe what we do is we give them like the resume, like these are the kind of like profiles. Does this match? Do you want to meet them? And then they meet them on a video call.
Yeah.
And that's when the magic happens. When they see the people, when they talk with the people, it's like, okay, do you have more like this Manuela girl? Do you have more like Maria? Do you have more like Mia? Like, we can get you all of the Maria, Mia, Manuelas. We can get you all of the Carlos, Juan, Andres that you want.
I love it. All right. Well, listen, I think we've kind of talked about it, man. We got your story. We understand where S-Works is going. Like I said, you guys are exploding. So I wish you guys nothing but success
Thank
in the
you.
Future. As we wrap, though, number one, we have to let people know how they can work with you guys. So where they can learn more and kind of what that process will kind of look like. Is there like an intake form or something like that? And then where they can connect with you directly.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And then finally, we have to give a final thought. So the final thought is like just something that you want to leave to inspire our audience. So let's talk about where they can connect with you and learn about S-Works.
Okay, so our website would be sworksgroup.com.
S-Works Group.
Yeah, sworksgroup.com. That would be sworksgroup.com.
Yep.
Just in case, no dash, please, no dash there.
Okay.
You can find us on LinkedIn as S-Works. That's it. You can reach out to me through LinkedIn. You can reach Mia Masal too. She's our business development and partnerships manager. Probably the ones that are listening to this, they already know Mia. She's kind of like a celebrity.
Okay. She's freak famous?
Yeah. She's the moment. She's the moment.
Okay.
I love her.
Okay.
Also, on the website, there is a form, or they can find Mia's calendar to book some meeting. Just 15 minutes. No commitment at all. We just want to listen to you. And that's it.
I love it. And then we have to end with the final thought. What is that final thought going to be? Maria.
Maria.
I
like that.
Maria. You know Santana?
Huh?
Santana?
You're doing amazing.
No. Santana, the singer. He sings the song Maria.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds great.
It's a really nice. How do you not know Santana? Should know Santana.
I
right?
should know. Yeah, probably my dad is going to kill me.
Google him.
Yeah.
Spotify. You might be a little young for Santana. Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, a little young for Santana. All right. Well, you know, check him out.
No worries.
But go ahead.
I think it would be never doubt yourself. And for the women out there, especially, because this is a very male-dominated industry, do what you do and just be authentic. Just do yourself. Just be yourself.
Yeah. I love it. Be yourself, man. Don't get no better than that. Hustle fam, if you don't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Man, this has been a great interview, man. Thank you for joining me, Maria.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, y'all, we are going to get out of here. We are live from Manifest. Until next time, we are out.
If you twisted, confused, or stuck about trucks, don't be dumb. This is the place to come. Truck and Hustle. Let's go.